Right, a 10:15 is the time. There's a protest. Yes, a protest. It's a protest against cuts to funding for Irish language youth clubs. It's being held in Belfast today. Up to 4 clubs are facing closure after applications to the Education Authority for public funding weren't approved. The demonstration at the offices of the Education Authority on Academy Street in the city centre has been organised by Glorna Mona. And I want to speak to Fergal McInrochty, who is the representative. Fergal, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Fergal, this money, how important is it to these youth clubs, and which youth clubs exactly are you talking about?
Well, as it happens, Frank, Dorn and Mona are coordinating 4 Irish Union youth clubs in Belfast, and what happened at 10:50 on Friday, we received an email that effectively put 4 members of staff out of work, and what it meant was that 65 hours of youth work practice on a weekly basis was removed overnight, and all 4 of these members of staff were put in the dole queue. And we had a public meeting there on Tuesday night, and there was 500 people came out at the meeting, which was the family members, the parents, the children themselves. There was palpable anger in the room, and the demand for the public protest came from the community itself.
Yes, you make it sound like as if the Education Authority simply targeted Irish-speaking youth clubs and aimed to close them. There's been a withdrawal of funding or a problem with funding at a number of youth clubs, some of which have nothing to do with the speaking of the Irish language.
Well, actually, it appears that in a general way, what's happening here is the demolition of the public sector itself. However, what happened on Friday was, now we had been told up to a month ago, you had Peter Weir on the Nolan Show saying that there would be no cuts and nobody would lose jobs, and he is putting this out on Twitter as of 2 days ago, saying that he didn't understand how any jobs were being lost. But what actually happened was there was a number of groups who failed under this scheme, which is known as the Extended Provision Scheme. In the case of many of our colleagues in the English medium sector, what they lost was additionality. So they were core funded youth clubs who had a number of extra hours through this scheme. The difference with ourselves is that we were disproportionately affected by the removal of this scheme, and it meant that 65 hours of youth work practice was taken away. And in recent years, Irish medium youth clubs have been asking for ourselves to be core funded, to be mainstream, because we were worried that we were left in a vulnerable position being overtly dependent on this scheme. And all our worries have come to pass.
Is an Irish-speaking youth club only open to Gaelgeors?
Well, what actually happened was, Frank, there was a review of Irish medium education itself in 2009, and the department, under that review, made a recommendation to 18 that it was very, very important that there would be opportunities, informal opportunities, to use the Irish language in a youth work setting outside of the school gates. So it's basically very, very similar to the youth work practice that you would have in English medium schools, and we have been borrowing and working hand in glove with our colleagues who work in the English medium sector. But in basic terms, it is for those who attend Irish medium schools in order to increase a social value for the language outside of the school gates.
But how much is this protest today about keeping those youth clubs open? How much is it about Ach na Gaeilge?
Well, Ach na Gaeilge, is definitely there in the background, because you can't divorce it from the fact that there's no legislative protection for the Irish language, and if there was, it would make callous decisions like this much more difficult to actually make. And one of the things that's happened, Frank, which is really, really interesting, is that the crumbs that we were receiving, this small scheme being removed from the table, has actually opened a much bigger question about Irish medium youth work, because what people are saying on the ground, what the young people who are attending the Irish language youth clubs are saying, is how come we only had enough money to open our youth clubs 2 nights a week when my friends and cousins in English medium schools can open 7 nights a week? Now, of course, we aren't either in the competition in this way. Our colleagues who work in the English medium sector are working with us on this, but we are also entitled to the same allocation of services. So what we are asking for is that these jobs to be immediately reinstated, and the DEA engage with us constructively and positively to actually make sure that whatever resources come to pass are based on current demand, and also with the fact that the Department of Education has a statutory obligation to encourage and promote Irish medium education.
But there is a duplicating of services here, isn't there? Because you talk about their cousins who are getting more hours in the English-speaking youth club.
We would argue, and it's now been accepted over the last number of years, that it's actually an additionality. So we have people, it isn't that we're taking kids away from English medium youth clubs per se, we're adding an additionality. So it, it's a service that isn't being used. These young people aren't attending English medium youth clubs because they're attending their own youth clubs. And again, it's a development factor. It came organically from the bottom up. It's only about 7 or 8 years old. So what we are arguing for is core funding and mainstream funding. And what that would mean is that with a click of a pen on a Friday afternoon, the people couldn't be removed from jobs. And the 450 young people who attend these youth clubs on a weekly basis wouldn't be left out on the street.
Now, off the top of your head, can you name the four youth clubs and where they're from?
Yes, well, actually, what we have a youth club in the Upper Springfield area, Cumminoiga Clooney. We have one in the Cuddle Amagadam O'Fee on the Falls Road, Cuboyga Noir. We have Cumminoiga Glore and Glanna in the Anderson's Town area, and we have Cuboyga Wahara Bohan in the Old Park area of North Belfast. That's the four who've been detrimentally affected. And as I say, unlike the English medium sectors who've lost perhaps a homework club or a midnight football, in our case, the decimation of the service has meant that these four youth clubs cannot open this week.
And do you genuinely think it's because their names are so obviously ingrained in the Irish culture?
Well, it seems as if in the vacuum at Stormont that perhaps those in the EA, perhaps there's a hostility or perhaps there's an ignorance towards the importance of this work, have used this opportunity to remove these services. But as we have said from the outset, there's a statutory obligation on the Department of Education to encourage and facilitate the Irish medium education and youth work under the Good Friday Agreement. So this thing isn't really about choice, it's about rights and it's about resources. And what we're arguing is all we're asking for is what we're basically entitled to. And the 500 people who come out on Tuesday night are proof positive that there's strong support in the community.
And is there a protest today?
The protest, Frank, today is at 3:30 p.m. at Academy Street, which is the EA offices in Belfast. And we're calling on all those. And, of course, it won't only be people who attend Irish language youth clubs who are coming. We have strong support across the sector. All those other youth clubs who've also lost out under this scheme will be there in support of ourselves and their own youth services, which have also been taken away.
And just out of interest, Fergal, because people don't very often hear the Irish language on radio, and just because you are obviously someone who's bilingual, maybe multilingual, if you were to answer my question, and I'm not blessed with the knowledge of the Irish language, but if I asked you the same question again about the protest today, and you were inviting people who primarily speak the Irish language, but how would you address them while they're listening to the radio programme? What would your message be?
Gura Mila Maigat Frankis and Jay Shaw Horts Gus with Hamajagiri or Gakdanya Attack Tapil Charty Diana August the Charty Nanog Chak the Mark Hicks Rad Academy New Iglaya Tree Levek Tapir Listen to Cumminoiga Trigiliga.
Yeah, we don't often hear it, especially on our own station. It's good having you on, Fergal. Thank you. Thank you.
And you, thanks very much, Frank.
That's Fergal McEnrochty, who is speaking on behalf of Glór na Mona, the organising group who are protesting at the Education Authorities HQ today. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, easing our way through the day. Good morning.